This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, May 15th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. President Obama's drug czar wants to drop the metaphor war on drugs, much as the administration ended President Bush's so-called war on terror. But they're just words. They are not, of themselves, changes in policy. Will more meaningful drug policy reform follow? And if it does follow, will it be a de-escalation or simply a reshuffling of increasing drug-fighting budgets? Tim Lynch, director of the Cato Institute's Project on Criminal Justice, tells us.
Well, hopefully it signals a dramatic change in the policy in the United States. We've kind of been in this war atmosphere, this militarized approach to drug policy for many, many years. And the hope of among reformers is that this new drug czar we've got, Kurlikowski, is coming in with a new administration that's going to shift this policy away from the war approach, the militarized approach, the criminalized approach, and reverse the policies we've seen in the drug war for the past 50 years.
For a lot of people, Ethan Nadelman among them, have suggested that rather than taking a get tough, war on drugs type approach, that medicalization is actually a better approach. And it seems like maybe that's the way that Czar Kurlikowski would like us to look at it as well.
It might be. It's really too early to say. I mean, this is nice that he, you know, wants to get rid of the war on drugs metaphor, but we have kind of seen some of these statements in the past, especially during the Clinton administration. Basically, the way drug policy works in Washington, D.C. is every year the same two questions come up. It's how much more money should we spend on the drug war, and then how should we spend this money? The Republicans want to put the emphasis on the enforcement side, more money into interdiction, more into building prisons, more into police units. The Democrats tend to say, yes, we will do some of that, but we want more emphasis on the treatment side of the ledger. And so they want to create more drug courts. They want to kind of go into, you know, they stress the treatment side of the budget. And they've been unwilling, however, to give up on the criminalized approach to things. So it's too early to say whether Kurlikowski wants to make more dramatic changes than what we've already seen.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, has now spoken openly about legalizing pot. And a lot of people are suggesting, like the end of prohibition, that this would be an avenue for raising tax funds.
Yes, this is another interesting sign of how the political climate is changing on drug policy. The fact that you have sitting governor, Republican, Schwarzenegger, in a big state like California, talking about it's time for a debate on the legalization of marijuana, and he has called for a serious international study to compare how other countries are doing it. This is a very positive sign, I think, as to how the political climate is changing. It seems to be two major factors seem to be driving it. One is the budgetary pressures that the California policymakers are under. But secondly, also, they are looking at polling data, which seems to show that more and more people are open to the idea of legalizing marijuana, taxing it and regulating it. And so we're seeing the poll number shift on that, and the politicians seem to be responding to it. So all of that is very good.
Now, President Obama, for his part, has said that he would only seek to have the DEA raid dispensaries that were violating both federal law and state law. Is there any indication that that would hold in a state like California were it to legalize marijuana?
We will have to see. I mean, this is as you mentioned, Obama has and his Attorney General Eric Holder have announced that shift in policy. It's a small change, but a welcome change, different from President Clinton and President Bush for the past 16 years. So it is a welcome change. It's a modest change in the right direction. We're hoping that this new drug czar Kurlikowski, with the statements he's made, that we're beginning to see incremental movement towards reform. Ethan Nadelman talks about how the drug policy is kind of like an ocean liner, and you can't turn this thing around fast. The important thing is that it begins to turn. And so we've seen a lot of indications over the past 18 months of signs of this policy turning around at long last. The shift in policy on the federal drug raids in the states that have legalized medical marijuana. States like Massachusetts, voters have, during their last election in November, approved an initiative that would legalize marijuana. And so you're seeing indications across the political spectrum at the state and federal level of movement towards reform. So these are all very hopeful signs.
Tim Lynch is director of the Cato Institute's Project on Criminal Justice. He's also editor of the new Cato book, In the Name of Justice, available at cato.org.